Notice now what they say here, verse 6, in the days of Shamgar, remember he was the judge that used an ox goad, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, rose, that I rose a mother in Israel. Now notice it was a day of lawlessness. It was a day of grave immorality. There was corruption in the government. And it says that it wasn't safe to walk the highways. They were unoccupied. And the travelers walked through byways. They wouldn't take the main route. And we're hearing so much today about women don't dare walk the streets. Well, this woman, Deborah, she heard all of that in her day, that it wasn't safe to travel because of the lawlessness that existed in that day. Then she mentions the fact that there were no leaders. The inhabitants of the village ceased. They ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, rose, that I arose a mother in Israel. The rulers ceased. There was a lack of leadership. There's no great man at all. And she was a mother. She had a mother's heart. Very candidly, she did not want to take the lead, but there wasn't any man to take the lead. How tragic it was. And very candidly, she wanted something better for her boy than grass and hippieville and dope and marijuana and modern music. She wanted something better for her children than that, and therefore she became a judge in Israel. She stepped out and took the lead, and it was a day when the nation had denied God, actually. Listen to this. They chose new gods. That's verse 8. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield, a spear seen among 40,000 of Israel? Now, they denied God, just as they do today, only that day, instead of denying him and becoming atheists, they became polytheists. They began to worship idols and everything else. And think of the multitudes today that are living without God. And she said she didn't want her boy to come up like that. That's the reason Deborah stepped out as she did. And you remember after World War II, the promises and the hopes that this country had. We thought, my, we're going to have peace now and we can all live in peace and sin. And it'll be nice. They forgot to read the psalm where the psalmist says, peace and righteousness have kissed each other. Friends, they don't even speak to each other today. I don't think they even know each other. The peace and righteousness. But it's peace and sin. And that's what we wanted after World War II. And we wanted to live very comfortable, quite interesting. God didn't let us, and he didn't let these people. And the very interesting thing, though, they had a lack of defense, nothing to meet the enemy. You notice what she says here? Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield, a spear seen among 40,000 of Israel? Well, they just didn't have any at all, any help at all.